USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. civilian contractor was killed and several service members and Iraqi personnel injured in a rocket attack on a base in Iraq. Operation Inherent Resolve, which is tasked with fighting the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria, was involved. The name of the person killed has not been immediately released. The Associated Press has reported that as many as 30 rockets were fired into the military base. It is not immediately clear who carried out the attack, but the AP reported that such attacks continue to occur on several occasions over the past few months. The Defense Department said recently 5,200 troops are still stationed in Iraq. A truck bomb exploded at a busy security checkpoint in Somalia's capital, killing at least 78 people, including many students. It was the worst attack in Mogadishu in more than 2 years. Over 125 people were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said he would not comply with a subpoena to appear before the Senate in the impeachment trial of President Trump, arguing that testifying would shift attention away from Trump's wrongdoing. The House voted to impeach President Trump on two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, earlier this month. The president and some Republicans in Congress have argued that Biden and his son Hunter should testify before the Senate impeachment trial, as Biden was working to oust a former Ukrainian prosecutor because he was investigating a gas firm with ties to Hunter Biden. Five people are dead after a plane crashed next to a post office in Lafayette, Louisiana. At least two people have serious injuries. The area was evacuated as a precaution. Eyewitnesses told KLFY News they heard what sounded like a semi-truck as lights went out in homes and businesses throughout the area. Lafayette is 130 miles west of New Orleans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Tom Hanks can now add Greek citizenship to his list of accolades and awards. The Grecian president signed an honorary naturalization order allowing the actor to claim citizenship. Hanks' wife, actress and producer Rita Wilson, is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry, and the couple often spend their summer vacations on the Greek island of Antiparos. They've also produced a number of films in the country. Wilson and Hanks produced the 2002 comedic hit My Big Fat Greek Wedding and its sequel. Hanks was also the executive producer of the 2008 musical Mamma Mia and the 2009 comedy My Life in Ruins. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. Hanks is also due to receive one of the highest honors at the Golden Globes next month with the Cecil B. DeMille Award. An Indiana pizzeria served up a lot more than tasty pies for the holiday season. Rockstar Pizza in Brownsburg gave 100% of their profits made on Christmas Day to employees who volunteered to come into work. Seven workers volunteered to spend part of the holiday at the store, and they each went home with more than $700. The tradition began roughly 5 years ago as a way to thank employees for their hard work. The store, located about 20 miles northwest of Indianapolis, was initially going to be open just a few hours from 4 until 9 p.m. on Christmas for carryout orders, but had to close early after a flood of calls came in. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.